So we're still at the Dfinity office, another exciting day here in Silicon Valley, and today I sit down with Mike, who's our head of community, and we are going to talk about the Dfinity airdrop which just happened. What is your background, what do you do for Dfinity, and how did you get excited about decentralization?
Maybe about 2 years ago, I was doing my own thing, entrepreneur here in San Francisco, Bay Area, and I slowly made my way into venture capital, and then after that, I spent some time at Facebook working for community operations. There I worked under the Messenger team, and we had a couple of different projects, but specifically working with bots, did some work with F8, and that's pretty much how I got looped into this community space. But as far as the blockchain space goes, I've just been watching it for, you know, the past 2-3-ish years, and I think at there was a point where I just kind of couldn't help myself and I wanted to kind of get involved as well. And Dfinity seemed like a perfect place to go.
I think we talked about this yesterday. I always get so excited about when I meet people at meetups and just from our community, and we talk about the ideas of what will become possible with all this blockchain infrastructure. That was the moment when I just felt really strongly I need to change everything in my life and focus 100% on blockchain projects. Cool. So we're quite excited about the Dfinity community, right? Are there some numbers that we can share, like how many people have joined our community and how many messages are shared and stuff like that?
Absolutely. So let's take a look at a couple of the different channels. So, and it's been kind of crazy to see the growth even since I started here at Dfinity. It's crazy to think that, you know, I just got started in December of last year.
Yeah.
It feels like so much time has passed since then. I mean, at this point, I remember when I started Telegram, there was maybe 500-700 people in that group. Now it's 60,000. Twitter, 30,000. Mailing list has grown almost exponentially. Can't unfortunately share that number. Let's see, Rocket Chat. Rocket Chat is probably around 18,000 now, with about 100,000 messages in total that have been shared on Telegram.
Wow.
On Rocket Chat. So people are chatting, but I think there's still a lot more room for growth there. And more importantly, I think there's a lot more room for offline engagement too.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to my role at Dfinity, I really try to focus on both online and offline community growth. And I think that's really important if we're going to do this right, is to be kind of taking a look at both of those directions.
I agree. And I think that there's a strong connection between the two as well, right?
Absolutely.
For example, we have this chat on Telegram called Mission Control for all the developers. And then the other day I had someone on the video that I met through that community and came by and kind of showed me his project and what he's excited about in regards to Dfinity. All right, but the big news that we had to share less than a couple of weeks ago, I think, is the airdrop.
It came quick. It came like a train. I feel like there was all of this talk about what Dfinity's token distribution would look like over the past few months. You know, is it going to be a standard ICO? Is it going to be accredited investors only? Yeah, there was just a lot of unknowns with what was going to happen there. Meanwhile, you know, I can say for myself and everyone else here who touches operations and community at Dfinity, you know, for the past few months, we've just been trying to figure out what our options were and trying to find out the best route. And the airdrop was really what won out.
Yeah, because I think you mentioned it earlier, like there's so much that happens in this space that sometimes it feels like it's dog years, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of 1 year, it feels like 7 or 10 years that have happened. And one aspect of that is that also the environment for how you fundraise has changed dramatically over the past 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when we started, we did something that was similar to an ICO or a public raise, and now that's something that's kind of unthinkable of just because of all the regulatory checks and balances and problems that have arisen. So tell us, what is an airdrop?
Yeah.
For someone who has never heard the term, what does it mean?
So an airdrop is essentially us taking a portion of the total distribution of tokens or the total allocation of tokens that are available and distributing them amongst some segment of people. In our case, we decided that we wanted to distribute pretty much exclusively across our early community members. There were some exceptions. We also invited Coinless community members to join in on this airdrop as we partnered with them for the KYC AML portion of this whole thing. But yeah, that was the way that really seemed like it would be the best route. We were pretty well aware of, you know, how much interest there had been for participating in like a standard ICO or getting involved with maybe larger allocations prior, or larger than what the airdrop maybe would have allowed us to do. So it really seemed like the best option was to kind of reward some of the people who have been hanging out for, you know, months. I think we came up with a pretty good solution, all things considered.
Cool. What are some of the numbers we can share around this airdrop?
So the airdrop email, which is basically us saying, you know, this is how many people were invited to actually participate in the airdrop, was 350,000 participants.
Wow. So 350,000 emails went out to people.
350,000.
For them to receive free tokens, basically.
Yes, for them to receive free tokens. Now, we don't have the final numbers of completion just yet. I know there are some things in flux, and you have to wait for people to finish their KYCs and all the payments to get through. So it will be interesting to see kind of what that final number is. The other number that, you know, we can chat about is the 35 million in Swiss francs and tokens that will basically be allocated to early community members during this period of time. So I think that that's really important, and I'm really excited that, you know, myself and the community department, we were able to advocate for getting an additional 10 million Swiss francs in allocation for the community to be for this airdrop. There's something to be said for making sure we are giving tokens to our earliest community members too. You know, there's always possibilities for newer community members to really get involved and really feel empowered by the stuff we're doing here as well. So it's nice to be able to give them a little something too.
Yeah, it's just crazy that when I think about numbers in this space, like 35 million Swiss francs is the amount of value that we're giving away for free, basically.
It's one of those things where, you know, now that this process isn't done, I mean, we have still quite some time until token distribution, but now that this portion of the process is winding down just a little bit, it is kind of cool to, you know, maybe just stop and reflect that, yeah, we got to give away 35 million Swiss francs worth of value to people all over the world. And t-shirts, I mean.
I was just gonna ask, that's another thing we should talk about.
The swag drop. T-shirts should be shipping soon, actually. I think all production is underway. T-shirts should start going out towards the end of this week into God knows how long it's gonna take to get all those t-shirts out.
That's a lot of t-shirts.
Yeah, it is a lot of t-shirts.
I'm just really excited about like getting to that moment where I see someone randomly walk in the street with a Dfinity t-shirt. I think that's gonna be a really cool moment.
Yeah, you know, I feel confident about this. I'm so confident that I actually haven't seen the numbers just yet, but I really like the pineapple t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I think for any Dfinity community member I see out there wearing a pineapple t-shirt, I will buy them a beer if I cross there.
Nice.
I think that is.
That's on video now.
Yeah, so that's on video.
If you walk past Mike and you have the pineapple t-shirt, you can come find them here in this area.
So. I know. There's just going to be
a lot of beer
all around. But you know what? I think it's worth it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that too. Just after seeing everyone in the chat and meeting a lot of our community members at meetups, I think that's like the next big step, like building this global community and getting stuff out there.
Right now we're working on making the process easier for anybody who wants to build a project of Dfinity, like maybe with a small group of friends, or if you want to start a small chapter, you know, in your area. We're looking at making that entire process easier, making sure you can get the materials you need from the Dfinity Foundation, whether it's marketing materials, presentation materials, or different elements for design.
So if someone watches this and gets excited about Dfinity and maybe starting like a local community or just helping out in a certain area, what would be a good way for them to get started? How do they stick in touch with you? How can they reach you? What's the best way for them to
kick this off? I would say definitely always feel free to drop by one of the events on the Dfinity website.
That's Dfinity.org.
Yep, Dfinity.org. And I think it's /contact right now. That is the community page. We might change that URL eventually. But you can find a list of all of the social media outlets that we're on. Always feel free to come there and connect. You'll find a list that we try to keep pretty up to date of all the events that either one of our team members is going to be speaking at, or it's an Dfinity meetup in of itself. Those are all listed. Feel free to always drop in on one of those. And if you have maybe a project that you're working on, or you kind of just want to chat with, you know, someone from the community team, you can always email community@dfinity.org.
community@dfinity.org.
Yep, okay. And that's how you get right to my team.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the work and energy you put into the airdrop. I think it's a big step for our project. And now we're all just full speed working towards the network launch.
Absolutely. I can get a little sleep now.
good stuff.
All right,
cool. And with that, I'll speak to you tomorrow.